Welcome to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. I am glad that you are joining me on this Thursday evening. I am really coming to you tonight on a topic of communication. So tonight's topic is called Express Yourself, the Guidelines of Communication. So what does it mean about communication? It has a whole lot of factors with it. There are like four different types of ways that people can communicate. And it's very, very, I would say, very important that we understand what type of communicator we are, how effectively we are communicating with others, because this can make a difference in the way our business relationships and our personal relationships and just in general, how we are as a people, how people really look at us. You know, so I'm going to tell you there are like four different types of communication styles and what the qualifications or the characteristics that are under these type of communication styles. So one, the relator. So if you're a relator type, are you warm and you're friendly, slow and easy, you share your feelings, you're a good listener, and you're cooperative. The socializer, which a lot of people would say that I used to be the social butterfly. So if you're a socializer, you love relationships. They are very important to you. Strong feelings of personal worth. You're fast-paced, enthusiastic, and persuasive, not afraid of taking risks. So again, we have the relator and the socializer. Next, we have the thinker. So these qualities are an efficient perfectionist, slow and cautious, task-oriented, follows directions, works well alone. That is the thinker. The director, of course, emphasis on results, need to get those results. Little concern for relationships. It's like, do the job, just get it done. I'm not here to congregate with no one. Just get the job done. Does not share feelings. Seen as a dominating person. Fast paced on decisive. Wow. So again, we're talking about communication tonight. Express yourself. So again, I just gave you four types of communicators. That's what I want you to think about as I go a little bit deeper into this subject about communication. Are you the relator, the socializer? Are you the thinker? Or are you the director? Just sit back and while I tell you why this, because I also have an exercise. You know, every week I have you do a little bit of exercise. So I'm going to welcome you to express yourself. Communication is so vital to everything that anyone does. Why? Because we are usually required to seek solutions, information, and help from others. It is without a doubt the most important skill that anyone can improve, and let me tell you that the results of doing this can be outstanding in our work, our homes, our relationships, and through our businesses. The results can improve your relationships with the client or your colleagues, again, your loved ones and the associates, you name it. Everyone can communicate in one shape or form, but the question is, how do you communicate? But haven't you ever seen those people whose communication and interpersonal skills just seem to be on another level? They seem to have everything and everyone doing whatever they say, the person is liked and respected by all, or they can talk to strangers and build up a rapport effortlessly. That's the difference in how you know that communicating is effectively. Communication goes far beyond the actual words that you say. More importantly, it's how you say it and the way that you act while you're saying it. It depends on the other person's view of their world and their preferred learning style, with regards to absorbing information and what you say that will determine whether you are successful in this area or not. And let's go back. I said, we have the relator, we have the socializer, we have the thinker, and we have the director. Effective communicators can elicit all of the actions and signals and communication strategies from a person, and they also can adopt their style to make sure that their communication is effective. So what I'm getting ready to provide to you tonight is communication armies for you to be able to communicate and be effective with anyone at any level. It's going to go far beyond as a beginning to communication, and it's going to focus upon some more of the more advanced communications techniques that's going to be available to you tonight. Also, you are going to learn tonight how other people think and how they prefer to learn. You will be able to tailor your communications to maximize your effectiveness as you communicate. So the first step, I would like you just take a little bit of time, and we're not going to go too far, but I'm just going to give you this, something for you to think about. From now, write down all communications that you have had with people. This can include your friends, your families, your work, people that you work with, people that you've been around with and within the last week or so. Just write down their names and just actually think about these symbols that I gave you of the relator. The person, are they a relator? Are they a person who is the director? Are they the thinker? Or are they the socializer? Just think about those things. And as you're going to go through that this list, keep referring back to what I said about the characteristics. How do you interact with most, and how do you apply what you learn as them as being the individuals that they are? Effective communications are all about tailoring your communication strategy for each person. Always remember, no two people are alike. So how is the communication process? Communication is the transmission of information. Let's just think for a moment or two of how the communication process kicks into action. Firstly, a person has some thoughts that they want to communicate. It starts in the thinking, your thoughts. Then they put all of these thoughts into a logical sequence. Then these thoughts and representations are put into words. And then they are spoken. You think that's easy, huh? So let's start. It's the process of thoughts. Your thought represents your words. Then you speak. Let me go back through that again. It's the thought. It represents what your thought is representing, the words, and the words are what you speak. Okay. So let's think of the person who is receiving the information. So this is the category how it goes. They receive, they interpret, they understand, and then their thoughts. Let me do that one again. This is what the person who is receiving the information. They receive, they interpret, they understand, and it's their thoughts. These words are heard from the second person and then are interpreted to make some sense. The sense of the words are now understood by the other person's view of their world and the filters that they use to understand information. And then these understandings are then expressed as thoughts. Funny, isn't it? Again, how it's interpreted is how the understanding of the person's view of their world. So, if communication is so easy, how come this awful word of confusion, misunderstanding, and miscommunications happen all too often. If we look at the two diagrams that I just gave you, so let me reiterate those words. So as a person who is talking, it starts with the thoughts, which their thoughts going to represent the words that they speak. The person who's on the receiving end, that's receiving the information, it receives, they interpret it, they understand, and the thoughts. See, there are two concepts or two words that you didn't think about. Everybody has that thoughts. There's two thoughts in the processes. One is at the beginning of the cycle with the communicator, and the one is at the end of the cycle, who's the person who's the receiver of the communication. Everything in between these two processes are indeed processed in different ways by every person. This is a true fact. And this is where miscommunication comes from. So let's have a look to see how this is done. When someone communicates information to us through one of our senses, this information has to pass through an internal filter system, which is basically how we see the world. We then represent this information based on our filters. The way at the time, it could be from what we're feeling, what are we motivated by, what are we energized by, we could be depressed by, pleased by. All of this will have a coupling effect with the representation that we have just made to create this emotional state. This state, whether good, bad, or indifferent, will determine our reactions to others and the event. This ultimately will lead to the behavior that others see when we communicate back, whether it is thorough, verbal, or nonverbal methods. So again, it's information, it filters. It's either we're going to delete, distort, or generalize it. The internal representation leads to the emotional state, which goes to the behavior, and then the psychological. Again, that's information. It goes through the filters. It's whether we're going to delete, we're going to distort it, we're going to generalize it. And then all of that goes to the internal representation, to our emotional state, which consequences the behavior, and to our psychological. Communicating effectively is all about understanding the process. Let me say that again. Communicating effectively is all about understanding the process. Once you know of the communicating strategies of the other person and you can adopt your style to complement their strategies, you will find that they will communicate so much more effectively. So we're going to take a break from Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where we're talking about expressing yourself in communications. Come back because we have some real good resources on how you can be that effective communicator.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then. We'll be right back.
you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, imtoinspire.com. Welcome back to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. So we're going to continue on with our topic of expressing yourself. So next, we're going to be giving up some tips on how to be an effective communicator. As I mentioned before, information comes in through our sensory input channels. There are five at all, but the context of communication are the three main channels, and they include visual. This is what we see, and the body language and the physiology of others. Auditory. These are the sounds we hear, the words spoken, and the way that these are spoken. Kinesthetic. These are split into our internal and our eternal feelings, which is the eternal feelings include the touching someone or something, what it feels like, the texture, the pressure, the pleasures, etc., whatever it be. Whether the internal we have feelings like hunger, stress, tension, comfort, those. And there are also two others, olfactory, which is the sense of smell, and gustatory, which is the sense of taste. Information in, information out. Information in, information out. When information comes in through one of these senses, we then process this information as described. We modify it as we relate to it in our view and the understanding of the world. This understanding is based on our filters, and there are six of these main filters. And they include language, metaprograms, belief systems, values, decisions, and memories. Then information out. Let me do those again. Information in, language, how we interpret words depending on whether we understand them in the first place and or previous experience of using them. For some people, let's say the term outstanding can mean the same as another person's, means good. So ask 100 people in the room what competitive advantages mean, and you're likely to get 30 or 40 different answers depending on the person's personal experience with the word and their understandings of what it means. Metaprograms. Metaprograms are at the hub of your personality, and these describe the ways that you analyze a situation and information. Belief systems. They're your values. A belief is a feeling of certainty of what something means to you. All human behavior is belief driven. Beliefs are the presumptions that we have about the way the world is. Our values. The value is the third filter. It values. This is the standards of evaluation filter. This is the one where you evaluate things. Values are attractions or repulsions in life. They are often all about what is important and what is good and what is bad for us, because values are about things that are important to us and they have a great impact on our motivation. Memories. This filter is all about our recollection of past events. If someone is saying something to us and we have done it in the past, we're going to make a connection with it, correct? And if that same something resulted in a negative experience, we may have to build up a negative belief that it will happen to us again. Decisions. The final filter is linked closely to memories, and it is about the decisions that we have made in the past. If we have some good, bad, or indifferent decisions in the past, we may have created some empowering or disempowering beliefs, either about the decisions itself or the outcome. So that's all information in. So let's move on now to information out. Once the information has been filtered through the information, it is then either deleted, distorted, or generalized. We delete certain pieces of information when we only pay attention to certain aspects of our experiences and not others. We distort information when we make misrepresentations of reality. Let me say that one again. We distort information when we make misrepresentations of reality. So I'm sure we all have seen a ghost face in the room in the middle of the night, probably when we were small, or because the bushes in the garden are rustling, there might be something out there. We generalize information when we draw broad conclusions about something and what it means. For example, let me say, if a woman has had a particularly bad relationship with someone, she may say that all men are the same. Have you heard that? And never want to get into a relationship for a long time. So this is the act of taking one experience and generalizing it out of it. So, you know, before I go out for tonight, so I want to let you know, appreciating your own values and those of others. I just want you right now to take time and write down all your values and the beliefs that you have. For example, one thing to do, talk about your experiences you have. Talk about your success in your business, your failures in your business, how you wanted to start that book and you now didn't complete the book, your adventure, your securities, your insecurities. Then I would like you to write a list of things that you want to avoid, meaning in rejection, pain, failure, or boredom, any of those areas. Then I want you to have a look at your list and do the same thing for the people that you communicate with the most. Now, that's the test. You can look at, this is to prove to you that all people are not the same. Are you the same? Where do you differ? And where do you build up a mental picture of how they see the world? So how does miscommunication occur? Miscommunication occurs when we delete, distort, and generalize information from the outside, as well as our own thought process. Our every experience is something that we literally make up inside of our heads. We do not experience reality differently. Since we are always deleting, distorting, and generalizing. So let me recap one more on how we can react and respond to any piece of information. We receive information via or from one of our senses. Our filters then determine our internal representation of that event. It is our internal representation that puts us in a certain state, and this in turn creates our physiology. The state in which we find ourselves will determine our behavior or our reaction to what happens all around us. Sometimes the extent of our deletion or distortion and generalization causes our version of reality to be sufficiently different to other people's for misunderstanding or even conflict to occur. So, from tonight, I want to say I appreciate you and thank you for joining us this week on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. Make sure to visit our website, upfrontmindbodyandsoul.com, where resources of any of the self-help books by me, your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond of Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, are listed with uplifting resources for mind, body, and soul. And while you're at it, if you find value in our show, send us a review. You can subscribe and find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, SoundCloud. We appreciate your ratings. In addition, if you truly like what you're hearing from me, I'm available for providing private coaching, which you can go to the website, follow me on all social media handles. And again, tell yourself, keeping my mind, my body, and my soul in check, I must feed myself with Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, the trilogy of wellness. Have a blessed night.